This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado County is warning about the effects of deep cuts in the Republican budget bill. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Adams County commissioners say more than 150,000 residents rely on Medicaid health coverage, and 70,000 get food assistance through SNAP benefits. They say those programs have been a lifeline, but thousands of its residents will lose access. Counties will have to step up to help, Chair Lynn Baca says, without money to support them.
We are not anticipating that any backfill funding would be available to counties.
The House okayed final approval of the bill on Thursday. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado mosquitoes are testing positive for West Nile virus, including in Denver. CPR's Haley May.
Experts recommend the four Ds. That's dress in long sleeves and pants, defend with EPA-approved repellents, drain any standing water you can, and avoid peak hours of dawn and dusk.
West Nile can be transmitted anytime mosquitoes are active. Those over 50 years old or with weakened immune systems are at a higher risk of developing serious illness. Business leaders in Colorado are nervous about the direction of the economy, according to an index from CU's Leeds School of Business. Trade policy, immigration enforcement, and federal spending cuts are all contributing to economic uncertainty, according to executives polled by CU. Respondents were pessimistic about the state economy on top of concerns around federal policy. All this weekend, hot air balloons are lifting off from a park in Delta. Organizers say there will be about 20 balloons at the Western Sky Balloon Festival at Confluence Park, along with pancake breakfasts, a parade, a 5K run. They launch the balloons every morning at 6, and by 7, the balloons are tethered so people can see them. This is CPR News and KRCC.